91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Watch out now. Take cover. Thank you.
sheep. Gonna get me a good night's sleep. Living in a home in the heart of the country.
That was John Lennon from the Imagine album with It's So Hard. We started that set off with George Harrison, Beware of Darkness, from the 1971 release, The Concert for Bangladesh. And we carried on then with Paul McCartney from Ram. We heard Heart of the Country, and again finished up with John Lennon. All those released in 1971, and that's the year that we're in. This is The Cavern, An Hour of Everything Beatles. It's the 1971 Beatles radio experience. So anything released by any of the four Beatles in those years, in that year, that is open for playing on this show tonight, as well as other things such as we're going to hear Mountain in a minute, and that was released in 1971 as well. So I'm Gary Ault, by the way, and you're listening to 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. We're going to carry on in just a minute with, again, Mountain from the Nantucket Sleigh Ride album. We're going to hear Tantra and Nantucket Sleigh Ride because that was released in 1971. But first, we have a trivia question, as usual. And the question has to do with the Ram album and the Wings album, and the next couple of Wings albums, actually, that were released in 71 and 72. In early 1971, Paul McCartney went to New York to start auditioning musicians to include on his Ram album. And he went to a 45th Street loft in New York City and rehearsed some drummers and some guitarists. And the first musician that he selected for the band is also the only, or for the Ram album, that is, as one of the musicians on the Ram album, is also the only musician that also was a member of Wings. And he was on the first Wings album, Wildlife, as well as the follow-up album, Red Rose Speedway. So the question is, who was that musician? 908-852-4545. The first caller with the correct answer will win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. 908-852-4545. Mm-hmm.
dog is here. Dog is here. Dog is there. But mine got one.
That was Paul McCartney with Three Legs from Ram. And we heard that last week from the album Thrillington. You might remember that that was the, later in that same year, 1971, that was the pseudonym that Paul McCartney adopted, Percy Thrills Thrillington, for an Abbey Road recording of a complete instrumental version of the entire Ram album. And we played Three Legs last week, and we played it this week from the Ram album. And we started that set off with Mountain from their 71 release, Nantucket Sleigh Ride. We heard Tantra and Nantucket Sleigh Ride. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. You're listening to The Cavern, and it's 1971. And so we're playing all songs from 1971, releasing that year. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we are going to take a break. And we do have an answer to the trivia question, which we'll announce about 10 to 9 with a bit of an explanation because I forgot to exclude one person from the answer. So the caller actually got the correct answer, but not the answer I was looking for. So he gets a gift certificate anyway. But we'll announce it at 10 to 9. Right now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with some more music.
Join us for Contours, WNTI's Issues and Arts radio magazine. Each week, the Contour staff brings our listeners stories about what's happening in the WNTI listening area, science reports, food segments, and interviews with performers and authors. Tune in Sundays at 9 a.m. and find out the scoop. Contours, Sunday mornings right here on 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College.
WNTI support comes from Napa Auto Parts of Hackettstown, New Jersey. Located on Willow Grove Street, Napa Auto Parts has a variety of auto parts for foreign and domestic vehicles, including batteries, air filters, wiper blades, motor oil, brakes, and more. More information available online at NapaOnline.com or by phone 908-852-5080.
Ever listen to WNTI and wonder, what was that song that just played? The online playlist at WNTI.org is a great way to find out. You can learn more about the music we play here on WNTI, from the classics to new music from up-and-coming artists. You can even search our playlists and find out when your favorite artist or band has played. To learn more, check out the WNTI online playlist today at WNTI.org.
The doctors say that they must operate soon. But there's no knowing what they'll find when they open up the wound.
I will meet you on the other side of the moon. Thank you.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
We'll be right back.
And that was Yes, featuring Steve Howe on guitar, Mood for a Day, from the 1971 Yes release Fragile. And on that album, there was a song by each one of the band members that featured their particular instrument or voice. We started that set off with Song for a Dreamer from Procol Harum's 1971 release Broken Barricades. That was a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, basically by Robin Trower, who was a member of Procol Harum at that time, considered the inheritor of the Jimi Hendrix mantle at the time. There were many guitarists that kind of had that moniker, but he was it for a while. And that was Song for a Dreamer. And then we carried on with Jimi Hendrix had died. I guess it was September, I believe, 1970, not too long before that. And that album came out in April 1971, so not too long after Jimmy's death. And then again, we carried on with While My Guitar Gently Weeps from George Harrison, the Concert for Bangladesh with Eric Clapton on guitar. And then we played Joni Mitchell's My Old Man from her album Blue. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Ault. This is The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And we're in 1971 playing all the releases that the Beatles, post-Beatles did in 1971, as well as other artists as also released in 1971. So after the break, we'll carry on with some more music.
Hi, this is Helen Forster. We've got a fabulous show for you this week, featuring Big Ed Todd and the Monsters, a bunch of great guys we've known for a number of years who have a great sound, newcomer Nicole Atkins, and the winner of the Achievement Award this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Panther Valley Pharmacy and Gifts, located on Route 517 in the Village Square Mall in Alamuchi, New Jersey, offering one-on-one personal service for prescription customers, as well as a selection of greeting cards, gifts, and chocolates. All insurance plans are accepted. Information available at PantherValleyPharmacy.com. or by phone, 908-852-8818.
The public radio player from PRX is the only way to listen to WNTI in your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, anywhere at any time. You can look at WNTI's upcoming schedule of programs, view updates from WNTI's Twitter account, and the best part, you can donate to WNTI safely and securely through the app. Visit WNTI.org for more information on the public radio player.
Thank you. facing. How can I go forward when I don't know which way to turn?
That was John Lennon with the poignant song How from his 1971 release Imagine. And before that, we started off the set with Statesboro Blues from the Allman Brothers Band at the Fillmore East, also released in 1971. Great, great live album. One of the great live albums of all time. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern. And we have an answer to the trivia question. Now, I have to tell you that I made a bit of a mistake, because when I asked the question, I should have said excluding Linda McCartney, because that's like the red herring. You know, it's... she was obviously the first one that joined, sang also on the Ram album, and was a member of the Wings for the duration of the Wings. But we were looking for something else, actually. So Ryan from Newton answered Linda McCartney correctly, really. So we have to give him the gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique. But the answer we were looking for was Denny Seiwell. He actually, in early 1971, showed up at a 45th Street loft and was among the drummers, the first instrumentalist to audition for Paul McCartney, and he was selected to be on the Ram album, along with David Spinoza and Hugh McCracken, who one came after the other when one was fired and the other was hired for the band. But Denny Seiwell was the first musician, the drummer, hired. And he also stayed on as the first one of the first members of Wings, which also included Denny Lane, of course. And he stayed on right through the Red Rose Speedway album. So the answer was Denny Seiwell. But we accepted the answer, Linda McCartney, because I goofed, to be honest with you. And so Ryan from Newton gets the gift certificate. So now let's hear a song from the Ram album.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home.
Around. been warped by the rain, driven by the snow. I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know? And I'm still, oh, I'm still. Out on the road late at night, I see my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice, Alice, Alice. I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, to Hatchby to Tonopah, Paul. Driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. And I've driven the back road so I won't get weighed. And if you give me weed, whites, and wine, then you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving. Now, smuggled some smokes from folks in Mexico, baked by the sun almost every time I go to Mexico. And I'm willing. And I've been kicked by the wind, robbed by the sleet, had my head stoved in, but I'm still on my feet. And I'm willing. Oh, I'm willing. And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, to Hatchby to Tonopah, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made, driven the backwards so I won't get weighed. And if you give me weed, whites, and wine, and then you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving.
And that was Little Feet with Willin from the Little Feet, their first album, Little Feet, released in 1971. And this is The Cavern. I'm your host, Gary Ault. It's been an hour of everything Beatles, 1971. And we've been playing songs from that year, from Ram, Imagine, Concert from Bangladesh, et cetera, et cetera. And we have a couple of announcements to make. One is, I want to tell you about a new artist that I discovered the other day. Her name is Mickey Freeman. I'll tell you a little bit about her tomorrow during Spider Show from 3 to 7. But we're going to be playing some stuff from her album. She's playing at a place called Hibiscus in Morristown this Friday from 7 to 10. I highly recommend it because she's a great jazz singer and a kind of a cabaret jazz singer. And also, there's another event. I'm going to run out of time, but it's in Rockaway, and we'll tell you about that again tomorrow. But it's for a rehab, an organization trying to help people get off drugs. So again, this is Gary Ault. You've been listening to The Cavern. Have a good week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.